ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
तथा पुरुष आत्मानं केवलं प्रकृते परं निरंतरं स्वयं ज्योति अनिमानं अखंडितम्। दिस इज सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन मीन्स टू सी वन्स प्रॉपर आइडेंटिटी। एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट वी आर नॉट finding out our proper identity. We are saying to the body, I see you, your body, and you see me, my body. We have no vision of the real person who is occupying this body. That is the first lesson we get from Bhagavad Gita. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi. Dehi, this body, is called deha. And the owner of the body is called dehi. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi, ko marajo nam jara, tatha dehantara prapti. So, when we can see that we are not this body, I am not this body, that is beginning of self-realization. That is called Brahma Bhuta stage. Aham Brahmastra. I am not this material body. Aham Brahmastra. This is self-realization. So, what is the identification of the jiva, of the soul? Very minute. Animanam, very, very minute, infinitesimal. God is infinite, and we are infinitesimal, very small particle. Just like the sun. Sun is very big. But the sunshine, it is a combination of very minute, bright particles, atoms, everyone knows. It is a combination of, dazzling, bright. Similarly, we are also a small, bright particle. The same quality, Swayam Jyoti, just like God or Brahma is Jyoti, we are also Jyoti. But Brahma is all-pervading, infinite, we are Anumanam. The Mayavadi theory is that at the present moment I am the same. Theory is Ghatakas Patakas. It's like in a ghat or in a pot. There is, within the pot, there is sky, and outside the pot, there is sky. So, the separation is due to the wall of the pot. When the wall is broken, then the inside sky and the outside sky become one. This is Maharaj Srimati. Therefore, here it is said, Akhanditam. Akhanditam means not that the sky within the pot is fragmented from the whole sky. That cannot be. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Achiddayam, Achidda. It cannot be cut into pieces. Akhandi. That means it is minute perpetually, eternally. Mamaivamsa jiva bhuto jiva loke sanatana. Sanatana means eternally. We are small. Anu. Animanam. And God, Krishna, is vibhu. God is great. Means nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him. That is greatness. God is great. But we say God is great, but we do not know how great he is. He is so great that millions of universes are coming from the holes of his body. Jashaika nishvasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Vishnu mahanisa yajasya kalavishesha govindamadipurisam tamaham bhajami. Millions of universes are coming from the beginning of Mahavishnu. So that is a little idea of the greatness of God, Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Athava bahunaitena kinyatena tabajna. Vishtabhyam aham krishnam ekanishena sthito jagat. This jagat, this material world, is situated on the strength of one pada. So, this is self-realization. We must understand our position. In the Puranas also, our minute particle identification. What is that? 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. We cannot see in the top of the hair. That you divide. Kesha-agra. Kesha-agra. The front portion of the hair. Kesha-agra satabhavas. You divide into 100 parts. Satabhava kulpita-sata. Again take one part and divide into 100 parts. That is the dimension of the jiva. That small particle is there within the ant, the microbic germ, and see, that part is within the elephant. Jiva bhuta mahava. That is the dimension. So self-generalization means one must know his identity. That identity, that small particle is there within me, within you. Dehi nasmi jathat dehi. Dehi is within, is there. But because it is so small with our material eyes, it is not possible to see. There is no such instrument that you can find out. Therefore, on account of our inability to find it out, we say it is nirakara. Because we cannot calculate what is the akar, what is the dimension. But the akar is there. The living entity has got full akar. If you have studied the small microbes, sometimes I see at night when I walk, a small insect, just like a foodstuff, it is walking. That means the whole physiological combination and anatomic physiology is there. But you cannot see, just like a foodstuff. So within that there is the soul. And within the elephant or big animal, there is also the soul. The soul is there. Asmin dehi, dehi asmin jatha dehi, that is there. So when we actually realize what we are, brahmanubhuti, then our life is successful. Now we are identifying with this body. So long we are identifying with this body, we are no better than the cats and dogs. Whatever knowledge you may have, scientific knowledge, if you do not know yourself, then you are nothing but the animal. The animal does not know. Jashyatu buddhi kunape tridhasuke. If somebody considers that this body and self identify, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Khatri, I am man, I am woman, I am elephant, and so on. So, this kind of identification, the sattva buddhi, kunape sridhasate. Kunape means this is bad, made of papa pitta body, sridhasate. Jashyat buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijjadi. And thinking that in bodily relationship, I am thinking he is my own man or relative. Jashyat buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disu. Kalatra means because we have intimate relation with woman and offspring, children born of her. So kalatradishu and bhoma yajadhi and the land as ijja. Ijja means what example. Nowadays it is very prominent. I heard that for land there was a fight in somewhere near. So that is going on. Nation to nation, community to community. So bhoma yajadhi. They are thinking, this land is mine. The land of my birth is mine. We are seeing there was fight between Hindu and Muslim during Pakistan days. This is my Pakistan, this is my Hindustan. So, bhoma ijjadi. Jashyatu buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disu bhoma ijjadi. Jatirtha buddhi salile. Now we go to Tirtha Sthan. We go to Haridwar and Vrindavan and other nice holy places, and the Christians go to Jordan, so Jerusalem, the tech bath in the Jordan. So jatirtha buddhi salile. Salile means water. Jatirtha buddhi kunapeti dhatake jatirtha buddhi salile. Na karhiti janesu avigneshu. But have no interest to understand his identification, spiritual identification, from the acharya, janesu avigyesu. Avigya means one who knows. Acharya. Tadvijnanatham sa gurumeva avigacche. This is the basic instruction. To understand your spiritual identity, you must find out the proper guru. Tadvijnanatham sa gurumeva avigacche. So he has no such knowledge. Atajuman purusabhila. So he has no knowledge. This is superficial. Saiva gokhara. Such person is no better than the cows and the asses. Means anything. So this is self-realization. When one understands that I am not this body, I am minute particle of the Supreme. Krishna says, everything is said there. We have to realize it. Krishna says, Mamaivam. Although Amsa, and Amsi, the whole and the part is never equal to the whole. That is axiomatic too. But it is equal in quality. Just like little particle of gold is also gold. It is nothing but else. Similarly, although you are part and parcel of Krishna, very minute, infinitesimal, animanam, perpetually, eternally, still we are not as big as Krishna. Just like small particle of this sea water, the chemical composition is the same. You will find the same test. And if you analyze, you will find all the same ingredients, chemicals, which is the small particle. But the small particle is never equal to the sea. Small particle of the water. This is the, if I think, because I am qualitatively one with God, therefore I have become God. That is mistake. That is avishuddha buddhaya. They have been described in the shastras as avishuddha, unclean intelligence. Unclean intelligence. Janmeva bindakha vimukta mani. Some Mayavadi philosophers say that I am the same. Soham. Soham does not mean that I am equal to God. Nobody can be equal to God or greater than God. That is not God. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad, matta parataram nanya kinchit asti dhananjaya. So nobody can be greater than God or equal to God. That means greatness of God. Asama urdha. Asama. Asama means nobody is equal to him. And nobody is greater than him. That is God. If somebody claims to be God, then he has to prove that nobody is equal to him and nobody is greater than him. Then he is God. This is the simple definition of God. That nobody equal to him and nobody greater than him. That is Krishna. Krishna says that matta parataram nanya kinchit asti dhananjaya. My dear Dhananjaya, there is no more superior authority than me. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller. So, we small living entities, very minor, we still have control. We control. At least we control our family members, my wife, my children. Or if I am bigger, I control my office. Or I control my factory. I control the country, I become president. In this way, controller, bigger controller, I go to the Brahma. The controller of the universe. But he is also not supreme controller. It is said, Brahma is meditating. Although he is the greatest creature, living creature within this universe, he is also meditating. To learn control. Tene Brahma Rida Adhikabai Mayantira Suraya. He learned first of all how to control over the universe. Then he became Brahma. Of course he was born Brahma, but still he has to be educated. That's why we require to be educated. So Brahma was educated. So who educated him? Krishna. Aham adirhi devanam. Krishna says, Aham adirhi devanam. Deva, the original Deva is Brahma, Vishnu. Mahesha. So, Vishnu Krishna is Vishnu, but he is the instructor of Brahma and Shiva. This is the Shastric conclusion. That is greatness. So, we should not falsely claim that I am as great as the Supreme God. No. We should understand this. Animanam Sayang Akto Jyoti. I am as effulgent. Just like spark. Spark is Jyoti. But not as brilliant effulgent as the original spark. The original fire, at first there are some sparks. You have got experience. The spark is also Jyoti. If a spark falls on your cloth, it will immediately burn. The burning capacity is there. But it is not as good as the original fire. Sanya Jyoti, here it is said. Nirantaram. So, Nirantaram means there is, so far Jyoti is concerned, there is no difference. But, the small, very small, Animanam, Akhanditam, this is self-realization. Don't falsely claim that because I am qualitatively one with God, therefore I am God. No. You may be God. God means controller. But you are not the Supreme God. The Supreme God is Krishna. Ishvara Parama. Parama means Supreme. We are Ishvara, maybe Ishvara. I may be Ishvara for few persons. Another may be for a big nation. Another may be for the... You can go on, increase. But you cannot reach the position of God. That is Abhisiddha Buddha. Therefore, Shastra says, Janneira Vindakha Vimukta Manina. Tai Asabhavad Abhisiddha Buddha. One who has advanced very much in spiritual knowledge, but he's thinking himself, now I have become liberated. Sometimes they claim I have become Narayana. Therefore, Mahārājis, they address one another, Namo Narayana. Everyone has become Narayana. So how everyone can become Narayana? So many Narayana? No. Narayana is what? God is what? Narayana. That was Hastha warns. Just to Narayanam Devam, Brahma Rudradi Devas. Samatena Vikheta, Sa Pasandi Bhavidhubam. Is Pasandi. If one compares Narayana with other demigods, now unfortunately, it has come to so downtrodden position, the intelligence, that they are talking of Duridra Narayana. What is this? This is first. Narayana is the exalted Supreme Personality of God. Even Shankaracharya, he says, Narayana, para, abhaktyat. Narayana is beyond this universe. Para, abhaktyat. Abhaktyat annakam. The whole universe is product of this abhakt. So we should not compare Narayana with anyone else, but to speak of Daridra. That is a foolishness. Narayana is Lakshipati. The husband, the controller of the goddess of fortune. And how he can be Daridra? This is misunderstanding. Therefore, Shastra wants, just to Narayanam Devam, Brahma Rudradi Devati, Samapena Vikheta, Sapasandi Bhavidruvam. If anyone thinks that Narayana or other demigods are equal to Narayana, so Pasandi, he is Pasandi, atheist. So you should not think like that. You may think that you have become liberated, you have got the position of Narayana. That is all false thinking. Abhisuddha Buddha, they have been addressed as Abhisuddha, non-purified Buddha, not intelligent. This Jannera Vindakha Vimukta Manina Tai Asubhava. This is why these things happen. One compares Narayana with ordinary demigod or ordinary man. Because Abhisuddha Buddhaya. Their intelligence is not purified. So, Arujya kichena parang padana tapa. Such person, by severe austerities and penances, may elevate oneself to the position of Brahma. Still, Arujya kichena parang, parang padana means Brahma pada. Arjya kichena parang patanga tata patanti adha. Again he falls down. Why? Anadita jusmatang raya. Because he neglected to worship your lotus feet. So, unless one becomes devotee, there is no secure position in the spiritual world. One may display a very crude example. You may have very powerful Sputnik, just like these people are trying to go to the moon planet, with powerful, what is it called, the machine? Rocket, yes. And then, going with great force, but Arujya Kuchena, similarly, one can rise up to the Brahma effulgence. But if there is no shelter, just like these people are going, but they don't get any shelter. But they come down anyway. Similarly, one by severe austerities and penances may go up to the Brahma Loka. But he has no position. He has no position. Because in the Brahma Loka or Vaikuntha Loka, in the Parabrahma, the spiritual sky, there are spiritual planets. They are called Vaikuntha Loka. Hundreds and millions. There are very, very big, big planets than these material planets. So unless you get a shelter in one of the planets, then you again fall down. So that is because we are after ananda, satchit ananda, simply to rise to the platform of Brahma, that is soft, partial realization of the absolute truth. Soft. Then chit. Chit means knowledge. That is also partial. Ananda. Soft chit ananda. When ananda you cannot get. Just like if you simply in the sky you fly, you don't get ananda. Therefore you have come to down, come down again to the airplane. Airport. Without that, there is no ananda. Similarly, simply rising up to the Brahma effulgence, there is no ananda. Ananda means you have to enter into the spiritual planet where Narayan Krishna is there. Parastasmatu bhavanya bhakta bhakta sanatana. You have entered to that eternal planet. You must get some residence. The impersonalities, they do not get that. They remain, just like you remain in the sky. You cannot be happy. You want some planet. But if you cannot get planet, then again you come back in this planet. Sārujya kṛcchena parang patana tata patanti adha. Again in this material world. Therefore, we have to take to Krishna consciousness. That is real self-realization. And what is that? Very simple thing. Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam je janati tat. If you simply try to understand what is Krishna, why does he come, what is his business, what is his form, janma karma me dibbam je janati tat tatva, takta deham punar janma naiti mameti. Simple first. He tried to understand Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness moment. They are simply teaching how to understand Krishna. And if anyone is fortunate to understand, then his life is successful. Janma karma medit bhanja. So, tada purusvātmānam kevalam prakitepparam. Prakitepparam. Now we are thinking, I am the product of this material world. I am Indian. What I am Indian? Because my body is Indian, I am Indian? No. I am the spirit, soul, aham brahmas. That is self-realization. The whole world is fighting. I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm Pakistani, I'm Hindustani, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Brahmin. Dehatma buddhi. So, one has to realize that I am not this body. Kevalam patite param. I am beyond this world. I have a power transcendental to this material world. How is this possible? There's tadala samalo bhaga. We have discussed this right this time. Hama mamabhimana utya utthai samalo bhavi. Kamulo bhavi, mulai. So long we have got the desire, lusty desire and greediness for enjoying this material world, then it is not possible. We have to free, we have to become free from these lusty desires. So, this is Bhakti Yoga process. Bhakti Yoga, if we adopt the Bhakti Yoga process, then you become free from the kamulo. Kamaloma means the influence of tamogun and rajogun. As soon as we become free from, we have to become free from all the gunas. Because chita gunai, chita khulu asya bandhai. To become free from the gunas, and that is simply explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You engage yourself in devotional service, you become immediately free from the influence of the gunas. Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogena na sevas. Anyone who is engaged in rendering service to the Lord, bhakti yoga according to the, because we are not expert in approaching the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we have to follow the principles of Bhakti Yoga as enunciated by the Acharya. Just like when a boy goes to the school, he has to follow the rules and regulations. But after some time, when he becomes accustomed, then he hasn't got to be taught. He learns automatically. He comes exactly in time to the school, he takes his seat, he studies nicely. Therefore, umbhyasa yoga yuktena, chetasa nanagana. We have to practice umbhyasa yoga. You must chant 16 down. That must be done. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You must rise early in the morning, perform mangalarati, sadhu shastra. By the order of spiritual master, by the order of the shastras, you have to execute this function of bhakti yoga. And as soon as you become attached to it, you become practiced to it, immediately you become self-realized. Thank you very much.